Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh.
Check it out.
Say hello to Hump Day. Joel and Tools Hit 105.5. It is 11 past 8. What are we doing here and why? Put it.
So what we're doing here is putting it to the test today. Are you a good kisser? There's an app.
Why?
You can actually download it. It's called Good Kisser. And we're excited today because we're going to put it to the test. Joel brags about being a good kisser. He thinks he's a Casanova.
I do not brag.
Yeah.
I just said how important it is to get that part of the relationship down packed.
Look, Joel, I've heard you talk and you think you're the man.
Okay, you know what? I am. Yeah. What are you going to do about it?
So he's getting passionate. He's punching microphones around here.
Bring it.
So what we're going to do is we're going into the app today and...
This can't tell whether you're a good kisser. What are you wearing? You can't wear... Are you doing it first?
No, I'm not going to put on lip gloss. I was thinking about that. But you actually have to kiss your screen. You got to say if you're a man or a woman.
Yeah.
If I put lip gloss on, it would smear all over the screen.
What about if you're Caitlyn Jenner?
Well, she's a woman.
Now, okay.
Yeah. So, anyway. Okay. I'm going to do it first, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready for you.
This is what you have to do.
Okay. You go first.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. She's getting right into this.
Now.
You are nervous. Look at that.
Well, how would I... I'm just trying to imagine if it's Adam on the other side.
Oh, my God. Have a look at her. She's going for the tongue.
Wait. It analyzes and then... Oh, it's still analysing. Ooh, result. The tempter. Oh. You know all the tricks, my friend. Calm and confident. There's no one you can't please.
You were nervous.
You love a good time and usually are the one who makes it good.
Oh, that is so... And look how proud she is of herself.
Yes.
If you've just joined us on the Coffs Coast, Tools likes to think that I talk myself up way too much.
Not just me here, Joel.
I may have said that I do think that I can kiss well because it has to be. It's an important part of anything. Look at you.
Well, I am.
She's
I've got to say, guys, I'm pretty proud. Okay. I'm pretty proud of my efforts.
Over to me.
Okay. All right, Joel. This is your moment. You got to select. Select the male.
Yeah, I did.
Select your single because you are 13, 12, 16 for anyone that wants to...
Oh, wait a second. How come I've got two players here?
Give it here.
Fix it for me.
You pushed two. It's
maybe
not
I
that
wanted
much.
To kiss two girls. I didn't just say that, did I? I think I did.
Home, Joel. No. What is wrong with you? Okay.
Well, I was just subconscious.
Okay, back. Okay. So we're going. Oh, you've stumped
no,
it.
No, I haven't.
Up.
Look.
Okay, you're a man.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you.
Pretty simple. Why do you have to make things complicated?
Okay.
Off you go.
Kiss me.
That is so wrong.
That is so right.
Let's have a look.
I'm really nervous now. You're a romantic kisser. Oh, for you, kissing is all about feeling the romance. You love to kiss under the stars or by the sea. For you, the perfect kiss involves the perfect mood. It's pretty common for kisses to sweep you off your feet.
That is you to a T. That's exactly what you've been saying.
Yes! The app is true.
Oh, wow.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm feeling good. If I got a bad result, then I would obviously contest
Can I just say, and we'll put this up on social media, you just envisaged Adam with your kiss.
You got right
into that.
Did I?
Yeah, it was very...
Everyone was out of the room. But I do still think we need to put it to the test.
Well, do not go there. No one wants this. Do not do this.
What about a real life human?
We're not doing this.
Saying if you're a good kisser or not.
What? You want them to come into the studio?
Yep.
We're not doing this. We can't.
Well,
they need to sign too many forms.
I've been trying to become your wing woman and you haven't allowed it.
Well, because I'm concentrating on the show.
This is me.
We're not doing it.
Putting myself out there as a wing woman for you. A real live kiss.
I'm not doing it.
Who wants to do it?
Joel and Tools hit 105.5.
No. 13, 12,
Bruno 16. Mars on the air.
Do it.
The Coffs Coast's Hit 105.5. Educating Joel with Joel and Jules.
That is right. Let's talk about the exes.
Bring it on.
Get in the zen. The exes. Is it okay for your current partner to be in touch with the dreaded ex, the dragon?
Oh, that's a hard one because I know people that are and people that aren't. And I think depending on the situation. But I will say in my case, I'm not in touch with my ex.
Okay.
If I were to see him, well, he doesn't live here. I'd be civil and obviously have a conversation. But I don't have a reason to be talking to him anymore.
No. And you can't speak on behalf of Adam on this one. But what about if Adam was in contact with his ex? How would you feel about that? Knowing the way Adam is, because you know him well and you know that there would be nothing untoward with what he's doing in the relationship.
I think I'd be okay with it.
You would?
Yeah, depending on the scenarios. You know, if they're going for walks along the beach and stuff, I'd go, well, that's a little bit weird. Why is that happening?
We're going to get some gelati.
That's strange. Yeah.
Very strange.
Mm. Why can't I come?
Yeah.
But say if it was for business or something like that, sport, anything like that, where there's still that common interest.
Yeah.
Then I would understand.
There's white girl crazy everywhere sometimes, though. Mm. Have you ever had a friend that would just say, like, no way you can be in any contact at all, whether it's just a text message?
100%. 100%.
Do you think that is the insecurity? Do you think it could be jealousy? What do you think it is?
I think it's a lot of people's tradition where they'll just go, okay, well, that's a thing of the past. You've moved on. Why is there a need there anymore?
Yeah.
But I know, say, for instance, a lot of the time, if you have a breakup, it might be a mutual thing where you go, okay, we're obviously better as friends. I believe that you've had that time with someone. Why can't you still be friends?
I'm writing notes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But at the same time, you have to have the respect for your partner. So it depends what your partner. I think in that situation, ultimately, it comes down to how comfortable the partner is with
it. Well, if you're in a relationship right now and your partner's texting, that text could lead to something else and those emotions and feelings could grow.
Make sure that person's entirely over the ex for them to be in the communication. If there's still feelings, I don't think that there should be that communication until they're dissolved and gone. But if you're comfortable and you know and you go, yeah, well, I know in my heart, obviously, nothing's going to be happening here. This is just a person that was a part of my life for that time. Look, it's hard because sometimes people don't even want to, well, they break up with the partner and they're more concerned about their partner, how they're going to cope.
Yes.
You know?
That's what you should always be doing.
Some girls think, and this is what I was like, he's not going to be okay when I break up with him. I feel it.
Have a listen.
But they always are. That's your own ego going, you know what, I feel for, and then you feel bad and you're like, oh, I want them to stuff up so I can have a reason to break up. Well, that's not the case. Sometimes it's just not working and you've got to leave it.
There's always footy and beef jerky for the guys. Yeah. Don't worry. They'll always be okay.
There's codes. Don't go near the ex.
Oh,
there's codes.
White
don't
girl
do
crazy.
That. Don't do that. Yeah. I think it comes down to the person ultimately.
I think you make a very good point, and that's why you don't have to go to any of those TV shows. Welcome to Joel and Tools, Educating Joel. I told you guys that's what you need to do. Thank you, Tools. Shout out to my ex. This has worked out perfectly. Joel and Tools, this one is for Zane.
This is a shout out to my ex.
And you may not know this week, but it is Youth Week across New South Wales.
Yeah, so there's lots of different things going on. Something happening in the Coffs City Centre as we speak, the guys are setting up, is Youth Homelessness Awareness. There's an event there at the moment. Someone that is going to be there and is advocating for it is Joel. He joins us now. Hey, Joel.
Hey, Joan.
Oh, we're going brilliantly. Let's just start off by saying you're already winning with a name like Joel.
Yeah, that's a good name.
It is, mate.
Good on you. So, Joel, today you guys are spreading the awareness for youth homelessness, is that right?
Yes. We're holding an event down in the mall. We've got couch surfing. We've got a social experiment where you pick who's homeless and information stalls, food stalls to show people what food services there are in the area. We've got live music from a couple of local buskers that have experienced homelessness and stuff.
And so you have experienced it yourself as well, so that's why you're passionate about this. And what's something that you're going to educate and get people across today?
I've experienced it from 17 to 25. I've made a short video about it and just advocating to get the message out there that it is an issue that's going on in the area. and it needs addressing. We can't just keep turning a blind eye to it.
No, and what do you think the biggest misconception is when it comes to homelessness from someone who has experienced it? What do you think the biggest misconception is?
A lot of people think that it's just their own doing and, you know, they're not, they've done it to themselves and stuff, and a lot of people didn't, you know. Life happens and circumstances change, and with the price of housing and stuff around the areas, you know, a lot of people can't afford it, so they end up on the streets.
With you, Joel, you've been out of that situation now for a couple of years. How did you help yourself? Did you get a hand from someone else? What was the situation there?
My situation, I ended up in jail and went to rehab, and then coming out of rehab in Coffs Harbour, I went to Adele House, which is in Coffs Harbour.
Yep. And do you think, like anything, I know that it's not just homelessness, it could be addictions as well, shame becomes a massive part of it. You don't really want to talk to anyone about getting a handout. How big an issue is that, and how can people in that position reach out?
Well, there's services there, and the thing with putting a handout is a lot of people just shrug it off and just go, yeah, and just keep going. And with couch surfing,
yeah,
a lot of the services and that class that as having a roof over your head, but it's not really a stable roof.
No.
So with Department of Housing, to get an emergency accommodation, because I said I was couch surfing, they said, oh, well, you've got a roof over your head, so I had to go get me stuff and dump it in the office and go, look, I've got nowhere, help me. Mm-hmm.
And you did ask for that help then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, Joel, you're going to be able to help a lot of people out. I like that social experiment you're doing, you know, where you've got people and you've got to work out who's homeless and not, because there is a misconception of people, you know, you'd walk past someone not even knowing their story because you're presented well or whatever, you don't know what's going on in someone's life. Joel, good on you guys. So the Coffs City Centre, how long are you there for today?
From 10 till 2.
Joel, thank you so much for joining us, my man. We really appreciate you highlighting such an important topic on the Coffs Coast.
Thank you.
No worries. Make sure you get down there if you get a chance. And remember, hear people's stories before you judge. It's Joel and Tools. I'm jealous.